Hey folks, I'm gonna quickly attempt to do this live while my kid is napping literally right next to me, and cross your fingers he doesn't wake up. And my in-laws might also barge in at any moment, so cross your fingers my kid stays asleep and my in-laws don't arrive for the length of this live. Okay, hi everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's talk today about how to write copy if you feel like you have too many things going on, you have too many interests, too many things you wanna do, and you can't make up your mind. How do you do things that people say you're supposed to do, like focus your message and pick one thing? Okay, so the first thing I want you to do, so by the way, leave a comment if you feel like that's me, because that's certainly me. It's always been me, but for a long time I struggled with it, right? Like, I was so envious of people who were like, oh yeah, this is my thing and my passion, and like, it's the only thing I think about all day. You know, I was so envious of those people, and I felt like there was something wrong with me for not being able to pick something and just like be clear about that one thing. So if that's you, leave a little heart in the comments, and here's my first word of advice for you. I can tell by the way that so many of you talk to me about it, that you are shaming yourself about it. And you are seeing who you are and how your brain works and what you're interested in and what you want to do as a way of being that's somehow less than people who just do one thing and can commit to just one thing and stay with it. I can hear it subtly, the shaming in the way you say, just the way the words you use to describe yourself, like, oh, I'm all over the place, I can't make up my mind. You know, imagine how people who are just focused on one thing, imagine if they describe themselves and how they are in also shaming words. Like, imagine if people who just did one thing were like, oh, I can't seem to branch out, I just like feel stuck, I'm just stuck with one thing and I don't know how to care about other things, right? Or imagine they said, oh, I'm just so boring and one-dimensional. People who have one thing don't talk like that to themselves, because society teaches them, see, I'm like whispering because I don't want my kid to wake up, because society teaches them that their way of being is correct. Society teaches them that their way is the default, right? So they don't shame themselves. They think the way they are is normal. Whereas us, people who have lots of different interests and passions, who can't, quote unquote, can't pick one thing, use shaming language against ourselves, like, oh, I'm all over the place, I can't make up my mind, right? So the most important advice I wanna give you in order for you to write good copy is you have to take pride in who you are. I want you to come up with kind of a superhero identity for yourself, because I know this sounds cheesy, but I genuinely believe in my heart that all of us who have multiple interests, multiple, you know, well-rounded, you know, all of us are superheroes in the world. Hello, Leonardo da Vinci, and like countless people in history. Like, if you look at so many of the prominent figures in the arts and even sciences, some of the people who advanced humanity the most, like when you actually learn about that, they were such, I mean, hello, Renaissance man, right? Like, they were such like multidimensional people who were deeply interested in many fields and achieved quite a, you know, great level of you know, knowledge and mastery in multiple things when most people couldn't just like even gain mastery in one thing, right? So we have great lineage. Like, I implore you to learn about those people and take pride in yourself. And that's gonna help you stop using that kind of shaming language against yourself, okay? So that kind of self-concept of like, yeah, I'm a badass for being who I am, that's the first step. And to that end, I'm gonna recommend a couple of resources. And if you are one of those people, one of our people, you might already have heard of them. You might be like, that's super old news. But just in case you don't know, and just in case you did know but needed a reminder, the first thing that, first resource I'm gonna recommend to you is the TED Talk about multi-potentialites by Emily Wapnick, okay? I will leave I'll write it in the comments. You can look it up. I don't remember exactly what the TED Talk is called, but it's something about multi-potentialites, and that's exactly what it sounds like. And the talk is given by the wonderful, brilliant Emily Wapnick, whom I used to like talk to many, many, many years ago. They're amazing. So go check out that talk. And the second resource I want to recommend is Google Barbara Scher, S-H-E-R, and Scanner. Scanner is a concept that she came up with. Barbara Scher is like this incredible author and wisdom carrier, I think. And she unfortunately passed away, but she's left an incredible body of work. And she's written a ton about what she calls scanners, which are people who like to explore lots of different things, and instead of just going deep with just one thing. And I think reading the way she talked about scanners is one of the really transformative things in my own life when I was much younger, that taught me to have less shame about how I am built, and how to really own who I am, and how to take pride in who I am. So somebody said the multi-potentialite talk made a huge difference in my life. Revelatory. Yeah, so many people said that. So definitely go check it out. Okay, so that's the first tip. Have pride in who you are, okay? It's so cool that you are interested in so many things. You have so many passions. Okay, and the second tip that I have that is more pertinent to like copywriting directly per se is remember that it might honestly take you some time to turn your suite of passions and interests into a viable business, if you want it to be a viable business. And not everyone has to make theirs a viable business. And trying to force everything into becoming a business is quite, I don't think it's healthy. I don't think everybody wants to do it. I think our society makes it so that if you don't turn all your passions into some kind of business, then you are like failing or you're not doing it right. And I think all that is fucking garbage. Oh my God, my in-laws are here. I think I'm gonna move rooms. I'm gonna say hi to them and move rooms. Hold on. Okay. That was me hiding in my room. Okay, now if the baby wakes up, it's their responsibility. Okay, where was I? Literally, where was I? Oh, right. So, not all of you have to turn it into a business. That is a lie of capitalism. But if you do want to turn it into some kind of business that really feels like it's a good home for your many talents and interests, know that that might take time. And this is true for anybody who's starting to who wants to start a business. It might take time. And as you are getting started on this path, and as you stay on this path, you have to know that having one thing isn't what makes people fall in love with you and want to participate in what you're offering. Okay? This can be taken the wrong way, but don't take it the wrong way. If you are a multi-potentialite, let's say, your offer isn't one thing. What you are selling, in a way, is you. You are selling, it sounds bad when I say you're selling you, but you know what I mean. Go with me here. You are selling not one product, but the spirit of your creativity. You are selling your innovative way of thinking. You are selling like the aliveness of, you know, your creativity that goes in multiple directions. And I'm going to try to be more concrete about what I mean by that. Believe it or not, when I first started my business, I had no idea how to focus. And back then, I thought it was very important to focus. And so I spent some time floundering about. But at some point, I gave up putting myself under pressure to be one thing. And at some point I was like, you know what? I'm all these things. I'm good at lots of things. I'm passionate about lots of things. And so I did like one thing at a time that picked my interest. So for a while, I wanted to be a writer. right? Like the kind of writer who writes for different publications and gets paid. And I worked kind of hard at it for the time being because the idea of it really excited me. And then I got some pieces published and I felt like I did some, you know, it wasn't like a long time and an extensive body of work, but for a little while, I got some of my writing out there and I felt like a quote unquote real writer. And that was really cool. And then soon enough, of course, I quote unquote changed my mind, changed my interest and decided to spend some more time doing illustrations. And guess what? At that time, oh, by the way, I totally forgot the part where I was like for a time introducing myself as a hypnotist. And so by the time I was like building my email list all along, which you should all be building your email list all along. And I had been a hypnotist. I had been a writer. And at no point after I unshamed myself, at no point was I like apologetic that I'm suddenly switching things up on people. I was like, this is who I am. I know how to do lots of things. Like, you know, so yes, I'm a hypnotist. Yes, I'm a coach. And yes, I'm a writer. Yes, I'm publishing this place. And now I'm drawing. And people were, you know what people's responses were? People's responses were, that's so cool. You're so creative. And you're so fun to watch. People thought I was really fun to watch because I was fun to watch. And what happened was people who were following me for like my coaching, hypnosis, whatever stuff, they started reading my writing. And people who like really appreciated me for my writing started buying my art. And through all of it, it was like this ecosystem of Simone's creativity. You never know what Simone's gonna do next. And then I learned how to do tarot readings. And then I like started drawing a little bit less and I started doing more tarot readings. And lo and behold, people were like, I wanna buy tarot readings from you because you seem smart and you seem perceptive based on their experience of having known me as all of these other things. So what I did by consistently writing copy through that entire period, no matter what I was doing, I knew that writing isn't, I'm doing writing, but that's not the thing. I'm doing art, but art is not the thing. I'm doing tarot reading, but that's not the thing. The thing is me. The common thread that runs through all of these things is me. And I'm awesome. And I'm fun. And I'm brilliant. And I love the way I show up for my life and everything I'm interested in. And so I'm inspiring to be around. So why wouldn't you want to follow me? Why wouldn't you want to keep up with what I do? And why wouldn't you want to read my writing, buy my art, get a tarot reading from me, hire me for coaching, all of these things, right? So I walked all of these paths. And don't get me wrong, not everyone was into it at all. It was like very specific kind of people who found my journey super fun and inspiring. You know, a lot of people didn't get me. A lot of people were like, you should focus on one thing. But I like didn't care because I was having too much fun, right? So your job isn't to get everyone to get it and whatever. Your job is to find the people who are going to appreciate you for the exact combination, kaleidoscope of awesomeness that you are. Okay, so a lot of people are like, oh, Simone, like, it must be easy for you because you have such a clearly defined niche and people think know you as a mer-. I'm like, excuse me, like, I got to quote unquote clearly defined niche after years of being in business and years of walking a path where I was trying lots of different things. And I don't think my business was like, quote unquote, less than back then when I didn't have a clearly defined professional identity that people knew me for. Like, I don't think what I'm doing now is like better or more whatever than what I was doing before. I actually think a lot, like lately, I just think about how cool I was when I was just like, doing whatever I wanted. And now I feel like a little bit boxed in, I'm not gonna lie. And I'm, you know, of course, the only thing that's boxing me in is me. You know, I can do whatever I want and I try to, but you know, to be perfectly honest, it's a little bit harder when you have a big operation like I do and you've got, you know, I mean, that's not true. I can really do what I want, but I have to really feel into what's next for me. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't be surprised if in a few years I'm like, actually, I'm not coaching anymore and I'm doing pottery now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I did that. That would be the most Simone move ever. And so you know not to be surprised. And then guess what? not all of you, but a bunch of you are going to come with me to like revel in pottery together. You know what I mean? So this, I didn't pull this off because I'm some kind of special genius. Like I pull it off because, well, on top of a lot of privilege, to be sure, but you know, on top of many privileges I enjoyed, which things like I felt safe to be me and I didn't really have to worry about like being homeless or not being able to put food on the table, everything, you know, like I had jobs, I had family support, etc. So yes, privilege 100% makes it easier for you to, you know, be yourself when yourself is not what society defines as the clearly, you know, delineated ideal. But that wasn't all of it, right? So what contributed to it is that I believed in myself. You should believe in yourself. I stopped shaming myself for the way I was built. You should stop shaming yourself for the way you were built. And you should know, people want to fall in love with someone like you. People are dying to see creativity. People really love out of the box thinking. Nowadays in 2024, especially so. Like, I'm a fan of, like, certain influencers that I follow. Like, there's some people that are called influencers, which, like, sounds like kind of like a vapid term. But there's some people who are really smart and really creative and really awesome people that I love following. And I love when those people go outside of their niche and then, like, show me other things they're interested in. It makes them love them that much more because all along, I wasn't really following them for their, like, content. I was following them because something about their spirit really attracted me and spoke to me, you know? And I just love humans being creative. And I love following those people. I love supporting those people. I love paying those people. And guess what? People will love following you and supporting you and paying you too when you believe that you are worthy of it. And again, disclaimer, not to say that, you know, being able to make something a capitalist success is the end all be all of all things. Not at all. But if you want to make a business of it and make it work, yes, it might take time, but there is a way. You got to let yourself go through the winding paths. It's never going to be like, you think my path is linear now. I just told you in like 3 years, I might be like, I'm a full-time potter now. Like, I'm not committed to being here for the rest of my life. I got a lot of fun things to do. Like, I want to be a travel agent at some point, you know, like a really off-kilter travel agent. I'm not even kidding. And I've told you several times on Instagram about how I like really want to be a food influencer. Like, I want to learn how to farm. Like, my life is just beginning. I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up. And if you're like me, just know. You're in really good company. All right, that's all I got. I gotta go back to my family. I'll talk to y'all later. Let me know if this helped. Bye.